Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of January 2018. Delhi High Court has asked the Election Commission, EC, to state the factual aspects behind its decision to disqualify the 20 AAP MLAs for holding office of profit by filing an affidavit. State Government of Gujarat has exempted almost all interstate supply of goods from the generation of e-way bill under the Goods and Services Tax regime. The exemption is not applicable to certain goods such as all kinds of edible oil, all kinds of taxable oil seeds, oil cakes, etc. Supreme Court, while refusing to intervene with the custodial rights granted to a maternal grandmother of a 9-year-old girl whose father is facing the death penalty for his wife's murder in Dubai, has said that religion is only one of the several considerations in deciding the guardian of a child. Supreme Court has approved the center's proposal to end stubble burning in Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh and asked it to follow the deadlines fixed by its high-level task force. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a fresh plea for a direction to the producer of Hindi film Padmavat for deletion of certain objectionable scenes which were not permitted by the court. Supreme Court has asked Subramanian Swami to satisfy it on the aspect of maintainability of his plea seeking an SIT probe into the Sunand Pushkar case. Supreme Court has issued contempt notices to three states, Rajasthan, Haryana, and Uttar Pradesh, for allegedly failing to stop incidents of cow vigilantism despite the top court's order last year to do so. Supreme Court has said that absconding businesswoman Riti Karavasthi, currently residing in London, will have to face the wrath of law and it will take all possible steps to get her back. Kerala High Court has held that a covenant entered by rulers prior to commencement of the constitution does not have the force of law. Delhi High Court has transferred to a division bench the pleas of AAP MLAs seeking quashing of their disqualification from the Delhi Assembly for holding office of profit. Delhi High Court has sought details of a case relating to the 1997 Uphart cinema fire tragedy, which was being heard by a lower court, on a plea by the victim's body seeking an expeditious trial in the matter. Delhi High Court has expressed apprehension over the safety of people in their homes in the national capital, saying that an arsonist is on the loose throwing firebombs and setting cars ablaze. Bombay High Court has said that young players only wants to make money by playing in the popular T20 Cricket League IPL and that it was no more a clean entertainment in view of alleged violations of foreign exchange rules. Bombay High Court has said that the luxury Airbus A319 belonging to Vijay Mallya, chairman of the now defunct Kingfisher Airlines Limited, is blocking the parking area of the Mumbai airport and should hence be taken away from the spot. Bombay High Court has directed the Maharashtra government and civic authorities to suggest ways to limit the number of vehicles on Mumbai roads. Bombay High Court has decided to hear all applications filed in Sirabuddin Sheikh alleged fake encounter case from the 9th of February on a daily basis. The High Court has asked CBI to submit a chart with names of officers whose discharge from the case has been challenged.